Okay, so we're going to talk about BASF and some of the products that they bring to the market, especially in the area of plant health. So let's kind of start from there in terms of just a topic of plant health, why that's important, why that needs to be important to a producer, and some of the solutions that you can bring as a company to those needs.
So BASF was really the pioneer of this plant health space. We were the first ones to introduce fungicides into row crops, and we've continued innovating in that space. And what does that really mean? What does plant health mean? So it goes beyond just disease control. Of course, we control those diseases that matter most, but then we go a step further and we reduce the impacts of environmental stress, like heat, like drought, like too much rain, like frost or hail. And at the same time, we increase growth efficiency and photosynthesis. So really, pushing that crop forward to help it reach its yield goals.
And obviously you have some products that you bring to the table. Let's talk about those. Relatively new products in the marketplace, so let's talk about those brands and what they do.
So our newest innovations are Veltima for corn and Revitech for soybeans. And these are truly game changers. With Veltima, we've been able to expand the window of applications, right? We know that optimal timing to control diseases and stress is generally at full tassel R1. But in certain cases, we've expanded that window to start including the window starting at 5 feet. We like to say 5 feet ready to treat. Not that everyone wants to move that way, but say you want to get your aerial applicator booked a little bit early or you need to use your ground equipment, you now have that option and that flexibility because of the extended residual control that you get with Veltima. And with Revitech for soybeans, it's three powerful modes of action that really doesn't require you to have any compromises, right? You get both preventative and curative disease control. You get fast-acting and long-lasting activity, and you get that disease control and plant health benefits.
So in my neck of the woods, all the combines are away. A lot of seeds already been sold. A lot of crops been sold, dried. And a lot of data in farmers' hands right now. It's the end of November. They're going to start making some decisions, particularly about 2022. What are you telling your growers as a brand person? Excuse me. About some things they should be thinking about.
Well, you know, Russ, to your point, having a plan going into 2022 is critical. We've got some really great commodity prices when you compare them to just a couple years ago, and we need to maximize our profits, and planning that fungicide application and Veltima or Revitech is a critical part of that. We also, as you said, there's a lot of data out there in farmers' hands that they can use to make decisions. And this is now our third season with a program that we call RevX Fields. And this is a first of its kind, large-scale, on-farm demo program where we have put Veltima and Revitech in the hands of real farmers to use. And then we share all of that data, the yield, the NDVI, and put it on our website, revexfields.com, so that any farmer out there across the country can take a look and zoom into their area, their county, their state to see how our latest innovations are performing on a farm just like theirs.
Okay. Anything else that you want our listeners to maybe know, and any other topics that come to mind? That
I just think it's so important going into 2022 to have a plan to incorporate fungicides into that plan with Veltima and Revitech to maximize production, and know that only BASF Plant Health can deliver not only that excellent residual disease control, but also that environmental stress mitigation and growth efficiency, so we can handle whatever Mother Nature might be throwing at us.
Surely makes sense to me. If a farmer wants to get more information, where can they go?
They can always go to revexfields.com, and we also have our product information on that website, or they could talk to their local BASF reps.
Okay. Well, Kelly, thank you so much for your time. We are at NAFB's Trade Talk in Kansas City. I'm Russ Parker, reporting for the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.